Tim Scott, "The loudest voices in the debate were the quietest voices on the issue of life." By Jeff Poor on August 28, 2023. During Sunday's broadcast of FNC's Sunday Night in America, Senator Tim Scott, RSC, a candidate for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, noted the muted response from some of his presidential campaign opponents on the issue of life. "For decades, it was let the states decide, and now, it seems like the position is, let some of the states decide. But let the feds decide for, so what is the, am I right that there are differences among the eight of you on that stage, including President Trump on the issue of life, and then those differences make a difference?" host Trey Gowdy asked. "Well, Trey, the loudest voices in the debate were the quietest voices on the issue of life," Scott replied. "Protecting life on the federal level with a 15-week limit is in America's best interest. And it reflects our Declaration of Independence that says our Creator gave us inalienable rights, including the right to life. So if we are going to allow California, New York, and Illinois to have abortion on demand up until the day of birth, shouting from the mountaintops about issues that do not matter, and then being quiet like a church mouse on the debate stage on the issues that are relevant to our primary voters, and frankly, to a party based on freedom to deny that freedom and not stand for life, as three of the candidates did on the debate stage, that's a shame," he added. "And shouting and screaming about nothing and then being quiet about something does not reflect the kind of leadership that will get the job done." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.